I can't take the credit because I was also teaching a freshman discovery class at the time, and we were going to do the typical bogus project that you do at a freshman discovery class about what's it like to be a new freshman at the University of Illinois. Can we put a site together that says something about that? And I got a response from one of the students in the class that said, you need to bring mace with you. And we started this discussion about, they were all very, very concerned about campus crime. And apparently they'd been receiving these email alerts, and their parents had been receiving the email alerts, and their parents were freaked. And they all thought that we were living in the middle of some armed camp. And my next class was the class of junior or seniors and grad students who were in my graphics and design class. And I asked them, what's going on with this campus crime stuff? And they kind of said, it's pretty much the same stuff as it's always been. And there sure have been a lot of alerts. And there was a really different attitude among the two classes. And even within the class, the new grad students who were new to the campus were a little more concerned about the crime than the seniors who had been here all along. And it just came out that this was one of those classic situations where there's a disagreement among how people are interpreting what they're hearing, and that's where journalism comes in, trying to answer those disagreements. So we started talking about it and seeing whether this could be a project, and as time went on, it grew and grew and grew.
Maybe you could weigh in on what role you played or what segment or segments you decided had to be part of the site.
I chose the data analysis and had the team for collecting all the data, which was a pretty big role to take up when you think about it, because we had to find statistics from Champaign, Urbana, and also campus police, and just get all the data from 5 years back and try to identify the trends. Because the real goal was to try to let the data speak for us and just let the readers or, you know, the viewers decide what's really happening with campus crime. And so that took a while. We didn't have any trouble getting the data from the police. It was just a matter of combing through it and trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah. What role did you play?
Well, I was on the data analysis team too. And what I just thought was really interesting about that was just like seeing all the numbers and being really overwhelmed by it. And then realizing that, like, once you just thought about it and you put it in some sort of chart or visualization, you could really see what the numbers were saying. And I think that's what people really needed to see. Other things I did a lot of just like little tasks. I made buttons work. I made a bunch of icons. I learned a lot about Illustrator and a little bit about Flash.
Rather than going out and looking for reports on crime from the police, we were actually trying to get the underlying data, look at the every individual crime incident and be able to analyze it in the way that suited the needs of the situation and just try to look at it and figure out, what does this say? Have we missed something? Have we, in the way that we look at preconceived notions about something, is there a trend that's absent in this?
Raising awareness, I guess, has to be maybe one thing. I mean, when parents look at this, they understand what, or other students or anybody else in the community gets to look at this and find out exactly where something took place. They're linked to a report from the police. What else do you hope to, what other message do you hope to send or hope to convey maybe to the powers that be on campus?
Redirecting the attention towards the right thing. Campus crime, or campus police, got a lot of flack for their performance, and a lot of the parents were freaking out about sexual assaults in the dorms, and what we kind of came across was that really wasn't the issue, and a lot of the crimes on campus aren't even investigated by UI police. It's more city police, and most of it northwest of campus town, so it kind of redirects where the issue needs to be addressed.
I see some commentary-type comments on there as well, or some opinion columns. I mean, can people weigh in and put their own comments in, or how does that work?
There's a Facebook page that's set up specifically for that, and hopefully we'll get some comments. Got a really nice email this morning, and it kind of goes to why you do a project like this, from a resident here in Champaign, I believe somebody who works at the university, who has been planning for 15 years to send their son or daughter as a freshman this coming fall to the university. And for the first time, she said in her email this morning, she had been debating whether that was a wise idea, whether it was safe enough to send her student here. But looking at this data and analyzing it on the site, she felt a little more comfortable about it. And that's the kind of thing we hope to accomplish. I don't know whether she should or shouldn't be more comfortable about it. That's for her to decide. But we give the information and she figures it out.
this is just now going live. Any other things that have been discussed in class that might be a future addition to the site?
We always seek responses from our data. So we're anticipating contacting the police departments to see to get their input to see if that's going to change anything about the way they perform their duties. But one of the biggest things was that come out of the project was that especially the campus crime alerts is something that's really new and that's been changing a lot of perceptions about crime on campus. And for instance, in 2006, there was only one crime alert about incidences happening relating to students on campus. And by 2010, this year, there's been 34 crime alerts. So there's been a big jump, and part of that was Police Chief Barbara O'Connor coming to campus and instituting a new policy where a lot of the crimes that were happening were reported that were not necessarily reported before.
Anything else you want to add, Mr. Meyer, about the purpose for this page and what you hope, what kind of discussion you hope it generates?
Well, it is important to note that a lot of this furor over campus crime really is related to the university trying to do its duty and keep people informed, but maybe sometimes there's too much information without enough context. And one of the things that we were trying to provide is context, and also trying to do a journalistic exercise that's uniquely online, that doesn't have a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end so much as it just opens all the notebooks and says, here's all the information. You look at it, you figure out whether you think it's terrible, you think it's bad, you think it's not so bad, whatever you come up with, and engage readers in different ways, different diverse readers. There's a serious angle in this story about racism and whether it has played a role in some of the response in the community. There's a serious question about, whether some of this may have been used to bolster campus security when really campus wasn't the problem. There's a serious question about, crime is bad, and what can you do in the dorms? Are the dorm security measures sufficient? Are they insufficient? Is it the best you can do? I don't know the answers to those questions. I'm certainly not smart enough to figure it out. Our point is to give it the information to the people so that they can talk about it informed and have something other than rumors. The worst rumor that floated around was probably this polar bear hunting rumor, that there were gangs of minority youths who were trying to attack non-minority people walking on the street. And this just simply isn't supported by any of the information out there. There are some interesting racial angles in the story, but there's just as many interesting angles of someone who's been profiled because of their race and feared because of that. So letting those facts come out and letting people analyze it in the proper way is the goal of this, and online's the perfect medium to do it.
And then these opinion columns or whatever, where did they come from?
They came from a magazine writing class where they were specifically focused on that type of issue, the issue of diversity and impact and personal impact and writing essays about it. Sort of separate from the project team, so they weren't gathering the information. We installed them thanks to Chris Benson's magazine class. He selected some for us and gave us to us. We installed them more or less as a thought provoker at the end of the process.
Anything else either you two want to add? Something that you hope to get out of it, or what it's meant to you as a student being part of it?
As a graduate student working on the program, and there were several graduate students who were also involved in this, It was really interesting because it took us apart from the standard rubric. Journalism is a vocation, so it's not something that's so easily tied to a syllabus. And this program gave us an opportunity to go out and do something really really innovative. And it was an existence entirely sustained on Red Bull and Snickers bars, because we were working. I think I pulled two all-nighters. Just relating to this program and also, all the other stuff going on in the graduate school. But it was also interesting because just yesterday, the New York Times front page story was an interactive map about immigrant patterns and how it's been changing over the past decade, where immigrants are now moving into the suburbs as opposed to the cities. And so to go online and see a major news organization doing something like this with computer-assisted journalism was really enlightening, and to be just a part of that movement was amazing.
Personally, this project started out as just a school assignment. Like, it was going to be a two-week thing, like a week data gathering and a week putting up this site. And it obviously turned into way more than that. And I think it was just really interesting seeing the really, like, core group form towards the end of it and, like, how much effort and just dedication we all put into it. And we learned so much about just digital media and new media and new tools to convey information. And it really did make me see that that's kind of the direction I want to go in journalism. So it was definitely an eye-opening experience.
How long did it take to all put up?
They started work on it a week before Thanksgiving. And, you know, the dirty little secret of all this from the professor's point of view here is that if you get a real-world project that students believe in, they'll work insanely amount of hours on it. Have you, you've been here 4 years, Emily, have you ever spent more time on a final project in a class?
Not even a little bit. Not even kind of.
This definitely takes it. This was we also had a choice to opt out of the campuscrime.net project when it came close to finals, and so the people who really wanted it stuck with it, and those were the people that stuck and did the hours and did a lot of the heavy lifting at the end.